The time is 7 o'clock. This is WDCE, Richmond. Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set, and to tonight's show, a tribute to Rufus Reid, the evolving bassist. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. The recording that you're now hearing, I Should Care, is by pianist Kenny Barron and bassist Rufus Reid. And tonight, we celebrate this master bassist, composer, teacher, and author. The selected recordings you'll hear are just a small representation of Rufus's extensive discography. For the students and the members of the International Society of Bassists who are tuning in tonight, a special welcome. And for all, I hope the music will be both enjoyable and enriching. Thank you. I Should Care, from Kenny Barron's recording from his album on Verve, Other Places. That was in 1993, but let's get started at the beginning. This is from 1971. This is Rufus with the great tenor saxophonist Eddie Harris from the album Eddie Harris Sings the Blues. Here's John Coltrane's Giant Steps. Thank you. From 1977 to 1981, Rufus was the anchor of the rhythm section and legendary tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon's quartet. From Dexter's album, Manhattan Symphony, here is Body and Soul. Thank you. That was Dexter Gordon's Quartet, 1978, live from the Keystone Corner in San Francisco. George Cable's on piano and Eddie Gladden on drums. And, of course, a special artist tonight, Rufus Reed on bass. Body and Soul, Dexter Gordon, great tenor saxophonist. Up next, from 1982 to 1983, Rufus was a part of the great Art Farmer Quintet. And from their album PhD, here is Like Someone in Love.
Thank you.
Great Art Farmer. What a beautiful sound. What a great quintet. The time is 7:44 p.m. and you are tuned to WDCE FM Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial and on the web at WDCE.org. Tonight's special edition of the Cool Jazz Set is a special tribute to the great bassist Rufus Reed. During the years 1987 through 1989, Rufus was touring with saxophonist Stan Getz and his quartet from a live recording in the legendary jazz club Café Montmartre in Copenhagen, El Cajon, from the album Anniversary. The great Stan Getz and his quartet, which included Kenny Barron on piano, Victor Lewis was the drummer, and of course Rufus Reed was the bassist. The time is 7:58, and you're listening to WDCE-FM, and we're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond, and this is a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and it's my delight to be with you tonight to honor this great bassist, Rufus Reed. One of my good friends on a caller said he was enjoying the music so much, wanted to know more about why I was doing a special show on Rufus. And I said, well, I've known him for about 15 years, and I had the pleasure of spending a whole week with him when he was here at the University of Richmond as a headliner for our 2003 bass convention. And he and his lovely wife, Doris, stayed with Barbara and I. And I can't tell you how much fun I had talking with him late into the night, having just a little bit of red and some great food and all the experiences he's had with some of these great artists. And he's certainly an in-demand player, and he's still extremely active and has a marvelous quintet. We'll hear some of that in a little bit. But it's somebody that I cherish the friendship with, and am fortunate enough to have known him as a friend, and along with other great bassists that I've been pleased to know, including the wonderful Ray Brown and some others. But anyway, so I hope you're enjoying the music. Up next, a great recording. From 87 to 91, Rufus was the bassist with the great trombonist J.J. Johnson. And here is something from their live recording at the Village Vanguard, Autumn Leaves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rufus has received numerous awards and honors, some of them selected here. In 97, the International Association of Jazz Education awarded Rufus the Humanitarian Award. In 98, Bass Player Magazine gave him the Jazz Educator Achievement Award. In 2001, the International Society of Bassists awarded Rufus their highest honor, the Distinguished Achievement Award. In 2005, the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation presented Rufus the Mellon Jazz Living Legacy Award and saluted him as, quote, an American treasure with a vision to make a difference and turn possibilities into results, end quote. In 2006, Rufus was awarded the Sackler Commission Composition Prize, for which he composed a four-movement work, Quiet Pride, written for the Jazz Big Band in honor of the sculptures of artist Elizabeth Catlett. And in 2008, the John Simon Guggenheim Memorial Foundation named Rufus a Guggenheim Fellow in the composition category. As an educator, from 1979 to 1999, Rufus was a full professor and director of jazz education at William Patterson University. He continued his ongoing teaching with the Ebersol Summer Jazz Camps, the Stearns Institute for Young Artists at Ravinia, the Stanford Jazz Workshops, and the Richard Davis Foundation for Young Bassists. As an author, Reed's book, The Evolving Bassist, published first in 1974, continues to be recognized as the industry standard for the study of the bass method. In January of 2000, the book's Millennium Edition was published, combining both of his books, The Evolving Bassist and Evolving Upward. And in 2003, the DVD, The Evolving Bassist. For more information on his recordings and publications, go to his website, rufusreed.com. And now back to the music.